business was done, all of these mitzvahs were done, the Kohen didn't have a kedusha yet. So the Kohen said, "V'atora ha'kreti nachal sahara." So what exactly did Moshe Rabbeinu have to do? So it says in the Kohen said, "You have to be 10 or 11 in Mikvah." They had to bring korbanos, they had to be matzah them in the mikveh, they had to be mazik and korbanos on their bodies and so on. If you look over here, it seems to be pretty parallel to the Seder of being the Kabbalah Ger. And the end of Parshas Mishpatim, the Gemara learns out all the dinim of Kabbalah's Ger and Zman Hazeh from the way the Kabbalah's Geirus took place at Maimon HaSinai. The Gemara says, increases God Pesim and Aleph, that Maimon HaSinai was an act of Geirus. And we have a pasuk that the Gemara increases Darshan's from, that just like Kishem She Nichnus Arisechim Lebris, just like your forefathers became Israel and HaSinai, Ayidei Maisi Geirus, so to Ledoros, if a Nochri comes with his Gayer, he has to go through the same ceremony. What exactly did they do? That's testament out the beginning of the second period of Christ. So the Gemara says, what exactly did they do at Maimon HaSinai that the Ger has to do the Doros? So the Gemara says that at Maimon HaSinai they all had Mila. The Mila had been done earlier in Mitzrayim before the Hakrobas Korban Pesach. And the Gemara says that that Mila is not only for the sake of enabling them to eat Korban Pesach, because an Orel Kolara Loyechob, but it was also for the sake of leading up to, let's say, the Hazoras Adam and the Shtem Zuzot Ala Mashkut. That had nothing to do, that was only for Korban Pesach, that had nothing to do with Maimon HaSinai later. But the Gemara has a tradition that the Mila was not only to enable them to eat the Korban Pesach, that was to enable them to become Ger with Maimon HaSinai. So the Gemara says that the Mila was there, and then they were tefillin in a mikveh. Where does that say in the Chumash? That says, that's the sugya of Tfilas Balikarian. And Brach is the end of the first parak. The Gemara learns out the whole thing. From Maimon HaSinai, the men and the women, everybody was tefillin in a mikveh. The problem is the children were not tefillin in the mikveh. Only the people who are royal tashmish were tefillin in the mikveh. But the children, let's say the boys before the age of 9, so it's not shat that he should become a balkari. It can be also beer before 9. So it can't be a balkari. He wouldn't be a zav, but it can't be a balkari before 9. So there was no tefillah. Al pipashtas mechumish, there was no tefillah for the boys before the age of 9. And for the girls who couldn't, the pasul would be been polite to shikh bazera. The Gemara Epis says that the tefillah before Maimon HaSinai was a tefillah l'shem geirus. So that's a problem. That's a bit of a problem. Yeah. So this is such a sad head in the Sanachasim base. That has also learned that from Maimon HaSinai, because at the time of Maimon HaSinai, the Hoyu Bahem Kamu and Kamak Tanu, who were also tabled in a mikveh, we were not for them, Maldas Bezin. That's a place. No, like the regular din of Ger Kotman, so that's a problem for the Chumash. The way the Gemara in Brachas interprets the Chumash, it seems that the tefillah was only for the purpose of removing the problem of Balkari with Paletas and Mishameshes. And the Gemara in Yevamah says that it was for the purpose of Geiris, that it should apply even to Ksanim, even Ger Kotman, being most of Dalbert. That's how Tosfos says in Sanhedrin Lev Sanachet, in the big places. That for him, Kamu Vakamak Tanim at the time of Maimon HaSinai, they were all tefillah in the Mikvah Dalbert. That's a problem. That's what the Gemara says, that the Mila Mitzrayim was not only for the purpose of Atulis Korban Pesach, it was also for the purpose of leading up to Maimon HaSinai. And Mila Vishen Geirus also. And the Tvila was also for the purpose of Geirus. Not only for the purpose of removing the Inyan of Balkari and Palvetus, but also for the purpose of Geirus. And then there was Kabbalas on Litzvah, they said, Nasiv and Ishma. And then there were Korbanos. So Ledoris as well, when a Nochri wants to become a Yisrael, at the time of Maimon HaSinai, they had a Mikzas Kedushas Yisrael, because Sof Kol Sof, they had some of the mitzvahs over and above the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Nayach. The Nochrim only have Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Nayach. And Avraham Avinu was in Stavan Milo, Yitzchak was in Stavan Maisris, and Yaakov Avinu got Gid Anosha, the Rambam quotes from the Medrash. So there were certain mitzvahs, the Rambam quotes that Moshe Rabbeinu was given, certain mitzvahs in Mitzrayim, and before Moshe Rabbeinu, there were also a few mitzvahs. So there was a mitzvah Kedushas Yisrael before. But the Gemara learns that just like at the time of Maimon HaSinai, you have to have Kabbalah, so mitzvahs, and Mila, and Tefillah, and Korban. These four things are unnecessary to take a one who has a mitzvah Kedushas Yisrael to be mashlem and to make him into a full Yisrael. So the same is true regarding a Nochri, Habola, his Gayer, want to endow him with a full Kedushas Yisrael. So you also need Mila, Tefillah, Korban, and Kabbalah, so mitzvahs.
That makes mitzvah. Is there a halacha of mikzas Yisrael for a non-Jew wants to become Jewish?
No, then it becomes a Yisrael Gomer.
Also, the Gemara
then becomes a full Yisrael.
The two Gemaras from Brachos and Gomer say so. So says that could be both inclusive. What about Kerry also for?
It's a problem. If it's l'shem geiris, so how do you say that it's because of Balkari? If the men and the women, everybody had to have tefillah because of geirus, even the little babies needed because of geirus, so how can you derive anything about polat tishrei chazera, that it's 3 days, 2 days, and three oynes? But what sugi in Shabbos, perek amar Rav Akiva, is assuming like the sugi in Brachos in the third perek, that the tefillah by Maimon HaSinai was a tefillah for Balkari, for poletus. And the Gemara works out, how many days do you have a problem with poletus?
It's a problem to say that maybe the one time there was a special instance, then it was for two things. But in general, it's only something.
Okay, so you have to give some parrots, no problem. Okay. Obviously, there's some kind of parrots. I don't know exactly what it is. So here, by the Kiddush HaKohanim, is something similar. You're not taking a Nochri, making him into Yisrael. You're not taking a Yisrael, the Mitzvahs, making him into a Yisrael Gomer. You're taking a Yisrael and making him into a Kohen. So you have to have the same thing. You have to have Tefillin and Mikveh, and you have to bring Korbanos. And they have to be mekabel on themselves that they're going to fulfill all the duties and responsibilities and obligations that are mutal on Quran. The milah didn't have to be repeated because the milah was done already. Originally they did the milah. The milah doesn't have to be repeated. That's how the Ramban writes in Yevamos. Ramban and Yevamos writes that all those who are nimo in Mitzrayim before Moshe Rabbeinu told them that they have to be mal themselves l'shem geirus and l'shem and the Shem Achilas Korban Pesach, so they didn't have to practice Mila all over again. The Shevet Levi, who had Mila, didn't have to do a Mila over again. Only the rest of the Israelis had to repeat the Mila. Why? Because they did the Mila originally. So there's no need to do a Hatatas Damri. If you have a Nochri who did a circumcision for medical purposes, he didn't do the Shem Mila, he didn't do the Shem Mitzvah. So then when he's born to his Gaya, so there's a Machlekes Tanoim in the Gemara, we pass him that an Achim, our born to his Gaya, Pishu Nimo, Torah Hatatas Damri. Machlekes, so we say you need a Machlekes and Rishon, which time at the Paschal line? So we say you do Atavas Dambris, believe Brachim. Because it's a Sveik in the Dinas, you do believe Brachim. But if the Ramban writes in the Chidushim on Yivam, on Daphne Zion, that if the Bnei Yisrael, those Bnei Yisrael who did observe Mitzvah Mila in Mitzrayim, so when it came before Achilles Korban Pesach, and Moshe Rabbeinu told them, that's how the Gemara understands, Moshe Rabbeinu told them, now you have to do a milah, number one, for the sake of being able to eat Korban Pesach, and number two, for the sake of becoming Gerim. Because it's a din called Benechel HaYoychel Bo. And now he's also not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. So they had to be mal themselves with Shem Kedushas Yisrael. At that time, that's all they had to do. They only had to be mal themselves with Shem Kedushas Yisrael. So the milah that they did in Mitzrayim was L'Shem Gerim. So those who were mal before didn't have to be mal again. They didn't have to do Atavas Dam Risi.
With L'Shem Milah?
It's the Ramban that possibly rely on this man Azeh. Let's say you have a Jewish man is married to a non-Jewish woman, ma'isim l'choliyot, and they have a baby boy, and they invite a moil to do a bris milah on the baby. So the moil does know that the baby's an ochri, the mother's not Jewish, so the baby's not Jewish. The moil does know the child is not Jewish. The moil thinks a Jewish father, so he doesn't realize that the mother's not Jewish. He has to find out. He should really find out whether the mother is Jewish or not. If the mother is not Jewish, then it's a milah l'shem geirus. Then you're not permitted. It's not deicha Shabbos. Milah l'shem geirus is not deicha Shabbos. Not deicha Yom Tov. Only if the mother is Jewish, then it's a milah bismano. Then it's deicha Shabbos. Milah l'shem geirus is say a different bracha. You don't say Asher Kedushanu Mitzvahs Mitzivanu Amaleh. You say Lomar Asager. And then if it's a little baby, how are you allowed to be mal a little baby based on Ger Kachma Bilamasu Adaz Bezn, which is based on Zachar Yadim Shle Bifana? So the Paschim say, that's how the Gemara says in Surah Zatirach. So the Paschim say it's only considered a schus for the baby if he's going to be adopted by observant parents, who's going to be brought up by religious people. If the parents are not religious, which they clearly are not, the mother's not Jewish, but Bechlam. Maybe she's religious from a different religion. It's a different religion. Mother's a devout Catholic and the father's Jewish. So it's not going to be a schus for the poor child. So he's going to have a lot of problems with the poor kid. So what's the schus it does? And most of the Rav HaPoskim hold in such a case that it's not a schus for the child. So he really shouldn't be malim at all in such a case. Even the Shem Geris shouldn't be malim if it's from a mixed marriage. What kind of a schus is it going to be? And the Netach, let's say, did he edit. The Mal didn't know what was going on. So he was mal a baby, the Shem Mitzvah, not realizing that this child is not Jewish. And then later on, let's say this child decides that he wants to convert. Later on, the father thought that the kid was Jewish. They sent him to a day school, and then they got him an MCSY. And then they sent him to yeshiva, whatever, he becomes religious. And then he realized that he's not Jewish. He wants to be tabled in a mikvah l'shem gir. So the shaila is, does he have to repeat nilo? Can't repeat nilo. Does he have to have hatochas damris l'shem gir? So that's a big machlokes haposkim. So most of the poskim are makel on this case that you don't have to have hatochas damris. Based on this Ramban in the chidushim in Yevamos. But the Ramban says that the nilo doesn't have to be done l'shem gir as long as it's done l'shem mitzvah. It's sufficient. How come I say most of the poskim, some poskim, there is a significant minority opinion who dissents, who disagrees. So they explain why the Ramban has no tushta, because those people who observed, who practiced Mila in Mitzrayim were mechuyev in Mila. They were doing Mila the Shem Mitzvah because they were mechuyev in Mitzvah's Mila. They were descendants of Avraham Avinu. And the Mitzvah was given to Avraham and to his children and his grandchildren, the Doros, that they should fulfill the Mitzvah of Mila. So the Mila called part of it done the Shem Mitzvah. Although it wasn't done l'shem gerus, so the Ramban says that that's sufficient. But here, the child is not Jewish at all. So what do you mean the milah was done l'shem mitzvah? It's a fraud. There is no mitzvah. There was no mitzvah. The child is not Jewish. There's no mitzvah in milah. So it didn't accomplish anything. The kid is the oral, but it's the same oral that he was before the milah. He is after the milah. So maybe here, when it's a milah which was done l'shem mitzvah, which was there was no chiyuv mitzvah, and nothing was accomplished. And it's right when they did the milah, something was accomplished. They fulfilled the mitzvah's milah. They were not arema. They did a mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded of Avraham Avinu, their forefather. But here, when a non-Jewish woman gives birth to a child, and the moral comes and he thinks that it's a Jewish child, it doesn't mean the same mitzvah, absolutely nothing is accomplished. And maybe then it's not good enough. Maybe then you have to repeat and have a hatofes damris, the same game. So that's why there's a significant minority opinion dissenting over here. But the majority of the poskim say that the evidence. That's how Moshe Feinstein says.
What she came out with the tshuva, but the Ethiopian Jews say that they need a hatofes damris and
tefillah. They need a hatofes damris for the following reason, because the moel has to be Jewish. Their moel was an Ethiopian Jew. So we treat the Ethiopian Jews as Suffolk Jews, Suffolk not. Because we believe what they tell us.
It was the Shem Mitzvah.
It was the same mitzvah, but the meal was done by another Ethiopian Jew. So we're afraid that the moil was an Achri. The moil would have been a Yisrof. He would have had a Jewish moil for sure. He would have had an Ashkenazi or a Sfaradi come, Mishkin Ethiopia. Come and do the bris meal of the same mitzvah, and then Ramosha would have said there's no need for HaTavah's numbers. But they had an Ethiopian moil. So that's the suffix, the same suffix on all of the, on the nimol is on the moil, whether he was a Yisrof or not. So you have to repeat the HaTavah's numbers.
If you would say that it is,
you
could
apply
Zachman
Yisro from the mixed marriage.
Yeah.
Some, there's a minority opinion that it is Zachman Yisro, but here the overwhelming majority of the poskim hold that it's not. Vitzkochana, after whom our yeshiva was named, poskim that it's not a schus. If it's a non-observant parent, it's not a schus for the child to be adopted and to become Jewish.
If it is a schus to be Jewish, you can't be from it. So, do we apply Zachman Adam Shalom upon him? I mean, does anyone have to make the conscious decision, or it's just based on who's matan it is? In other words, just say you would say it's a schus, and you find the baby. So, I mean, so who decided that we're going to be zochah for this katan?
Do you need the Bezdin to do the Zohar, or can a private person do
the Zohar? The Moloch says, I'm deciding that I'm doing this.
Yeah, that's a shayla. You have to have a Bezdin anyway. L'chatchila, you have to have a Bezdin. It says in Shulchan Aruch Yerodeh, L'chatchila, you have to have a Bezdin to be present b'shas the Mila also. Because of those opinions in Rishonim, but the Yevid we pass from that the Bezdin is not Miyakir if they were not present b'shas the Mila. Or b'shas nachtalfas damris, but for the tefila, that's already a more serious machlokes of Rishonim, and now we treat it as a sveika d'dina. That's two opinions in places in Yevamos. Ramosha writes that we treat that as a sveika d'dina. What if the ger was tevil in the mikveh, not in the presence of the bezin, but he was mekabel all mitzvahs in the presence of the bezin? Because there are many times when a woman is misgayeris and the bezin doesn't know what they're doing, so they don't know how he's supposed to be mekabel. What if the bezin is going to stand there while the woman is undressed in the mikveh? So you have to know what you do. So if the bezin is not qualified, like many batidinim unfortunately are not qualified how to do gavis as well as many other things in America, unfortunately. So they won't stand in the mitam tzniyah, so they won't stand in the mikveh room when the woman is being tefillah in the mikveh. So the problem is that the woman is on the kabbalah on mitzvahs in the presence of the bezin, but she's not tefillah in the presence of the bezin. So those are two opinions in places, whether the gavis is good. So Moshe says that we treat it as a sfeika d'dinah.
So what are you supposed to do?
You should be tabled on the mikveh again.
And the rest of the
when you'll have the shayla, you'll come to me. You want to have a shiksa taka? No. What? Okay, come up on me. Okay, less term, just take it extra less. Okay. So this is the parallel that seems pretty bold over here between the Kiddush HaKohanim and the Kiddush of the Gerim. That when you take a Nochri and you want to make him into Yisrael, or you take a Yisrael the Mitzvahs and you want to be mashlim his Kedushas Yisrael, or take a Yisrael Gom and you want to give him a Kedushas Kuna, you have to go through an act of a Maisa Kiddush, which should consist of Mila, but they had Mila ready. You don't have to repeat it, like the Levim had Mila in Mitzrayim, so the Gom had Mila ready here. And you have to have Korban, and you have to have Tzviva, and a Mikvah. And you have to have Kabbalah Sol Mitzvah. Somebody has to have Kabbalah. You have to be Mikvah. The Gerim brings any old Korban oil that he chooses to bring. And if he wants to save money, if he's a cheapo and wants to save money, he can bring an oil Sol. He doesn't have to bring an oil Sol. But if he brings an oil Sol, although usually one can bring Freda Achas, Rashi and Pashas Be'ikra learns that from a Pasuk, he quotes the Sukkot. That you can be made Freda Achas, one Torah, one Benyon for Korban oil. The Gemara says in Priestess, I'm the Aftesim Rav, that's only for an Oilus Mundogah. But if it's an Oilus Choyvo, like by a Geir, then he has to bring a Zug, he has to bring food. He has to bring a Kam, because the Gemara says, Lamatzinu, Oilus Oivo, Bechoivo, Biyechidi, you have to bring the Afketu. Why? So the Rizkarov has in the Sefer, and the Yoyer Kino, on the Shnai's Kinim, explains also the same, he has the same rise from the Shnai's Kinim that the Rizkarov has in the Sefer on the Rambam. That the carbon is not bishlei musoi, if it's only one of. The Torah is mechadesh, afilahavi, afilah peridachas, be allowed to bring a carbon shaloi bishlei musoi if it's bo b'nidova. But if it's bo b'choiva, then it has to be a carbon bishlei musoi. And in connection with that, the Brisgurah quotes from the Kiryas Sefer, probably quotes any Akwen, but here he quotes from the Kiryas Sefer, an interesting comment, that on Shalosh Regalim we are obligated to bring oilus riyah. So does the oilus riyah have to be got for oilus behema, or could you bring an oilus oi? So our gears in the Gemara is that it has to be not Koilus Behema. But Oilus Oif is not sufficient. And the Rambam and the Miri have a gears in the Gemara, and those who show them follow the Miri usually follows the Rambam. So they have a gears so that Oilus Oif is accepted. Shout out what the gears is in the Gemara. So if you can bring Oilus Oif, the Shalosh Regalim, for the purpose of Oilus Riyah, does it have to be two Oilus, or would you say that one is enough? So the Kiryas Sefer, the Mabit writes in Kiryas Sefer on his own, based on the Gemara increase, it has to be two. Because Oilus Riyah is an Oilus Chayva, it's not an Oilus Mudogah. Just like the Gemara says by the Ger, the Matzino Oilus Chayva Bo Yechidi. So here too, this is an Oilus Chayva, so you have to bring two. Whether the carbon is Ma'akev, the Gemara says increases on the same doubt that his man Shein based on Migdash Kayon. How are we makabel gear in his mind? So the Gemara says, we have a pasuk, yogurit from gear to Darasechem. And the Torah knows that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed in the future, and still it says Darasechem, so we see that Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, you can accept gear, even though there's no possibility to bring a korban. So the Shal is, what about Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash HaYokayim? And the gear would be tovel in the mikveh, and he had his meal on Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs, and he wouldn't bring the korban yet. What is his status? So the Rambam writes that he's a Yisrael Gomur. The only thing is that he's forbidden to eat kosher. Based on a Tasef, the quota there increases. That's a simple shot. The Abinezer wants to say that the Rav Rishon will disagree, because the Rav Rishon will use such a lotion. He's mechadish at the Rash, born in the Rosh. His man, Shabbos HaMikdash, Hoyokayam, Agir Habol, his guy is the carbon ma'akev or not. Because his man is there, the carbon is not ma'akev. The Gemara says, based on the person, Chiyog Mitchem Gir, the Dere Tzechem, Yosef Pesach Lashem. Even though that person goes on his man, Shabbos HaMikdash, Kayam, Yosef Pesach Lashem. It goes on there is a Shabbos HaMikdash. But the Gemara says, based on the beginning of the person, Chiyog Mitchem Gir, the Dere Tzechem, that you can even come again with Mizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayam. It's a difficult Rosh, it says good. So it goes on Korban Pesach, so it goes Mizman HaMikdash. So the Gemara learns that in that Pesach, that Mizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayam, the Korban is not Miyakeh. So what about Mizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayam? Do I say, but then the Korban is Miyakeh? Oh no, just like Mizman HaMikdash, it's not Miyakeh, so Mizman HaMikdash, it's also not Miyakeh. That's the Shein. So Tesis says, we discussed, the Tesis in Yevamah says that Mizman, that there were Smuchim, the Rabbanim had smicha, they were smuchim around, so you needed smuchim for the bezin for Kabbalah's gerus. And Bizman Azad, the lekker smuchim, so Bizman Azad, you say the derasir. The Rajba quotes the Taisus and Yom. So Bizman Azad, we can be Mikabal Gerim without smuchim based on the pasuk with derasir. But Bizman, that there were smuchim, it was necessary to have smuchim. So from that Rajba, from other Rajbas, the Abnezer wants to be Mechadish in the Yeruday, who has given him that he disagrees with this Rambam. Although the Rambam is based on a Tosefta, that a Ger and his garb is Man HaMikdash, Velo Hikrif Korbanu, he's a Yisrael Gomel, just that he's like a Mechusik Kippurim, that he's not permitted to eat Korbanis, he's being Kinokri, the Gabi Yafilas Korbanis. But the Rajbo, he wants that, even though it's not black and white in the Rajbo, he thinks that the Rajbo and the Ritbo and a small group of Rishonim, maybe a large group of Rishonim, disagree with the Rambam, and hold the HaKrovis HaKorban is Miakelis. What about over here by the Kiddush HaKoyanim? Was the HaKrovis HaKorban Miakelis with the Kiddush HaKohanim over here? I think the Pasuk says that yes, that if they wouldn't, this is not Stam HaMitzvah, like the Rambam holds. Based on it to say, a mitzvah to bring the ger has a mitzvah to bring the carbon, but even if he doesn't bring the carbon, he still is a ger. Over here, the Pashta says that he wouldn't, that they wouldn't be Quranim if they wouldn't bring the carbon. Here it's Likub. How do I know? Because the din is that you give, when you bring a carbon shlomim, so the bizarre hashlomim is nechal to the Kohanim, men and women, and the chaz v'shok is given over to the kohen. Which kohen is it given to? To the kohen who did the avodah. What if there were kohanim who were apostle? What if there were kohanim who didn't do the avodah but standing around the Beis Hamikdash? So the Gemara says, it's welcome that you mechalik it to all the kohanim. Not all. Anybody's right to do
avodah. Give it to anybody you want.
Chaz v'shoy to give to all of the kohanim who are right l'avodah b'shas hakrovas hakorban. So let's say some kohen, a kohen was tamei b'shas hakrovas hakorban. And then he's tovel later and he's going to have higher shemesh with Tzeisah Kehob. So the Gemara says he's allowed to eat from the Korbanot that he quoted that day, but he doesn't get a chelik in the chalukah. When you make the chalukah, he's not zeich in a chelik because he wasn't roi lachila, he wasn't roi lahakrove. It says in the Pasuk, it says, lakoin hamakrivosa lo tia. What do you mean, lakoin hamakrivosa? You only give it to the kohen who did the hakrove? So the Gemara says, no, the kohen who was roi lahakrove. Whoever was roi lahakrove, b'shas hakrove is chelik. Whoever was not roi lahakrove, even though he'll be table in the mikvah and have harif shemesh, and he's roi lachila balayla, and if another kohen will give him his share, he's allowed to eat, but he's not zeich in the chelik. So here the pasuk says, the who ate is roa, who ate the chaz v'shok of the carbon shlomim, the shal miluim that they brought. So it says, l'moshe hayo l'mana. He gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu. What did he give it to Moshe Rabbeinu for? He could have given it to the other kohen. So the answer is, because Moshe Rabbeinu was the only kohen alive at that time, who was roi lachrova. Moshe Rabbeinu did the hakrova. You have to have a kohen to do hakrova. So the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu was doing hakrova. Obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu was a kohen. That's what the Gemara says in Zohar. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't need this whole ceremony to become a kohen. He had to go to mikveh and bring korbanos. He had a different pipeline. He became a kohen through a different method. How? Is the question. What kind of a status is it? So Rechik thought that kohuna is a minui. So Moshe Rabbeinu was appointed as the one who's going to be giving the Torah at Har Sinai. He's going to be appointed as the one who is the head of everybody. He was given the biggest minu, he said, Yesh Bachla Masaimana, so he got a minu of Kuna Gdurla. His mother says, Moshe Rabbeinu had a din of Kain Gadol. How do you see he had a din of Kain Gadol? He had a din of Kain, because he's Makru Kabbanis. It wasn't Yom Kippur. How do you see he had a din of Kain Gadol? So Rachik thought that that's what the Gemara is driving at. The Kuna Gdurla is a minu, he's a Sorora, and Moshe Rabbeinu was given the highest possible Sorora, so everything was included, Yesh Bachla Masaimana. But he had a different, it wasn't the same din of Kuna that they had. Because the Gemara says in that sugya, it's all around Zvachim, Daf Kuf Balash. So the Gemara says there, when Miriam became a Mitzvah, so Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't paskin. He couldn't declare her Tamei Yatoha. And Aaron, the Gemara says, whether Aaron, her brother, who was a Kohen, whether Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says, wasn't a Kohen. So he couldn't paskin anything. And Aaron is a dispute whether he could paskin Tamei Yatoha because he was a Kohen. It's Machlek Zameh Nehachamim and Mishnah.
What could Kohen pass?
Whether Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says, was not a Kohen. So he couldn't pass.
He wasn't a Kohen?
Was not. I'll get to it in a minute. The Gemara is your kash. It's a good kash. And Aaron, the Gemara says, was a Kohen. But whether he could declare Tomei Yatoha and his sister depends on the Machlek Zameh Nehachamim, whether Makshir and Rivim and Igor. Ba'pim Yi, a Kohri, Bechol Naga. So the Rabbi holds Makish Rivim and Igor, that just like a river, Dintari, a Kroiv Ma'pasol, a Korv cannot be a dinosaur Dintari. So too, a Korv cannot be the Poisei for Igor. And the Chachamim disagree, the Kol on the ground, one more chutz, Nige Atzma, Nige Ishto, but Nige Kroiv Mitzvah. That's Machlokes HaTanan. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? That's a Braisei. What do you mean, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't be running around, he's not a Kohen? He just said, not only was he a Kohen, he was a Kohen Gadol. Moshe Rabbeinu was a different kind of a Kohen. He wasn't a Kohen from Bnei Aharon. And the Pasuk says in Parshas Tazria Metzora, when it talks about a Metzora coming to the Kohen, He says, Voel Aaron HaKohen Olachad Bibonav HaKohanim. So Rav Avraham points out on that passage that that seems to be a different din of Kohuna. It's not the general din of a Kohen. From the Mashmoras HaPasik, it sounds like it's a separate halacha. And this Gemara really supports what Rav Avraham is saying. The Gemara says Moshe Rabbeinu had a din of Kohen, even had a din of Kohuna G'dayla, but he didn't, that was only Legabi Avodas HaKorbanos, but he didn't have a din of Kohen, Legabi Rias Nigron. Rias Nigron is a separate din Kohen. So Gemara and Yuma, Lassa Lava the Kohen going to do the Avodah. Have to have a Kiddush Shabbat.
So the Kohen can be Kohen. The Kohen
maybe the Baruch Shalom will appoint some additional Kohen. That may be.
I don't know.
The Pesach is Gamehem Mekachla Kohenim. Ulan Naziri. It's a Pesach in Navi Yashita. What does it mean? How can he choose new Kohen? Maybe? Okay. Does
this
girl
explain why there could be any difference? Why
doesn't explain. He says the Mashmar Sapasik is like that. That it's a separate halacha. And it's a Mefurish Gemara. It doesn't quote it's a Mefurish Gemara. He just writes on his own from the Pasik. And then he writes his own Achkimina Ladina. He writes that although the Gabi Avodis HaKorbonis, we have a halacha, that a Cholol Shavit B'diyevit Avodosik Sheira, but what about a Cholol who is right in a Goyim? When I say that B'diyevit, that's good. So he says maybe not, because it's a different din. It's not a din of Avodit. Maybe it's a completely different halacha here that doesn't relate to the general dinim of Kahuna. The Gabi HaKrovis Korban.
So a Chol could pass him the Goyim?
And he suggests that not. He suggests even B'riyevit not. Although a Chol Shavat B'riyevit Avigasek Sheira, Machleg Zablezer Rabbi Yishuv, we pass not Rabbi Yishuv. Chol Shavat B'riyevit Avigasek Sheira. The Gemara in the end of Kiddushin. But Lagabi Rias Negoyim, he thinks that maybe it would not be good. Because it's a separate Allah. A separate din of Kohen. So here the Pasuk says that when Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Korbanos, he obviously had a din of Kohen. So the Gemara has a pilpul, he had a din of Kohen Gadol. So the Pasuk says that you have to give the Chaz of the Shul to Moshe Rabbeinu. Why do you have to give to Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu, why can't you give it to all the Kohen? They were all, the Baalei HaKorban who eat the rest of the Shlamim happen to be Aaron of Honor. Just because they happen to be the Kohanim also HaRoy LaHaKorban. So that's no reason why you can't give them the Chaz of the Shul. What's wrong? Let's say a Kohen brings a Korban Shlom into the Beis HaMikdash. He eats the whole Besar Shlom because he's the Bala Korban, and he eats the Chaz V'Shek also. Why doesn't he have a right to eat the Chaz V'Shek? He's the Kohen HaMakriv. What's wrong? So why couldn't they eat? So the answer is they weren't the Kohen HaMakriv. Moshe Rabbeinu did the HaKrov. But the Gemara says Kohen HaMakriv is loved after. It means whoever is Roy LaHaKrov is Chayla. So the answer is they weren't Roy LaHaKrov until after the Korban was brought. While Moshe Rabbeinu was doing the HaKrov, they were not Roy LaHaKrov. It's like a Kohen Tomei. Who's tevil in the mikvah later? Who's not roil akrobus? He's not chelik. He doesn't get his chus to get a chelik in the kabbalah.
What kind of kiddush is referring to being
behind? I don't think they had a kiddush.
And yet, sometimes you know, if
Moshe
Rabbeinu
is chutzpah kabbalah, it would apply to the kohen. No, the family was a natural thing that it was before Maimon Hasina, before Matan Torah. I don't know. Interesting question. So if we should draw this parallel further between the Kiddush HaKohanim and the Ge'er, so perhaps it would lead one to the conclusion that the Abinezer is perhaps right, that there are Shittus. Even though it doesn't really say the favorite, she claims that there are Rishonim who hold that Bizman HaMikdash, the Korban is Me'akim. The Rambam is Mefurish not, so he quotes it to Seth. He claims that there are Rishonim who disagree.
That doesn't... The Rambam admits that you can't encourage him. As long as you didn't bring the Korbanos.
Right.
So maybe they're not considered Roy LaHaKrova, but they, I mean, whatever other things the Kohanim have this extra Kedusha, it's not a riot that it's.
I mean, the Rambam will also learn like that. Yeah, it could be.
Yes, okay. It's not necessarily a riot.
Okay, good.
The question is, what other Kedusha does a Kohen, does a Kohen have? And if he's not Roy LaHaKrova, then he's a pretty weak Kedusha's Kohen.
Mm-hmm.
Good point. Good point.
We have part of this din in other cases as well. Let's say there is a halacha in the Gemara in Yuma that every kohen who comes into the Beis Hamikdash has to be taivu before he does avodah, before he puts on big tikkunah in order to do avodah. Why? So it's also based on this, that the tefillah is the same to sefes kedusha, because we have one level of kohen that kedushas kunah shebigvulin, and there's an additional level of kohen kedushas kunah shebamikdash. The Gemara derives from the psukim in this week's parsha in Tetzaveh that this man should be gdeim alein kuhnos malein, hein be gdeim alein, hein kuhnos malein, havele kizah, vizar shohava, chai misim dey shaman. The Gemara says that in Mechus of the God of Shohava, it's an hedgeman. The Gemara said, the end of Sanhedrin lists off Elisha the Misa, lists off all the people of Chai Misim Dei Shemaim. So they quote this drasha, that when the Kohanim are not wearing big Likune, they don't have a din of Kohen anymore. What do you mean, they don't have a din of Kohen? He doesn't get the first Aliyah, he's allowed to marry a Grusha, and he's permitted to be Mitam the Mason, so the answer of Bukhari is no, that's a different Kedushas Kunah. It's a Kedushas Kunah Shebik Vulan, and there's a Kedushas Kunah Shebik Amigdash, that's how Rav Soloveitchik worded it. So this special Kedushas Kunah Shebik Amigdash is only accomplished, is only acquired when he wears the big dikuna. So every day when he goes into the Beis Amigdash anew, and he puts on the big dikuna, he's going to be endowed with a higher level of Kedushas Kunah. So in order to be mashal not kedushas kuna, he has to be tevil in the mikveh. That's the mishnah is in Yuma, that every kohen, in addition to the kiddush adayim raglaim that you have to do a tevil in the mikveh as well. And that's what Rishonim say is the inyan. They quote from the Yisur v'Heter. That's the inyan of tevilas kelim as well. When you buy clay suda from a nochri, so the Gemara has the very last mishnah of the Zohar and the sugi there that you have to be tevil again. Let's say buy forks and knives, pots and pans that are made from metal or from glass, and the Gemara says you have to be tevil them in the mikveh. If you have wooden kelim or you have paper plates, there's no din, you have to be tevil the paper plates. So the Rishonim say that this is it. It's not an inyan of tumah to remove the tumah. It has nothing to do with tumah. This man says everything is tummy, everybody's tummy anyway. What do we have to be tevil in the mikveh for? It's a din of gerus, that you megayer, that's the lashon that the Yisur v'Heter has. And other Rishonim also have a mashmas like that you megayer the pots and the pans, you should have Jewish pots. You shouldn't eat from goy, you should pots. You're eating kosher food, you should eat the kosher food from Jewish pots. So then, tefillah and mikveh really accomplishes three different things. That's the sugi that we're learning here in the third paragraph of Brachas. Sometimes tefillah and mikveh is to remove tumah. Sometimes tefillah and mikveh is for the purpose of tosefes kedusha, like by a ger, like by a kohanim, like by a kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. Starts off as an offering. Nothing to do with tumah. Nachli doesn't have any tumah in Atar. It's a make-believe tumah in the Rabbanim. In the Rabbanim, there goes the tumah al anachim kizav. But that's only in the Rabbanim. In Atar, there's no tumah. That's what one of the prominent professors said years ago when there was a, you may not remember, there was a Rosh HaMemshalah by the name of Ben Gurion. He wasn't too observant. So he made a whole fuss about Mihu Yehudi. So he said we should accept non-Jews who want to become Jewish. They shouldn't have to have any milah and any tefillah. They don't need all this religious ceremony. Just they come to Israel, they say that they're Jewish, that should be good enough. So one of the professors is already dead. It was a professor Zeitman, who was a big Amharic. He used to teach in Flopsy College in Philadelphia, New York. He was a very, very big Amharic. Unbelievable, phenomenal Amharic. He had many students who thought that he was Meiridik, Meirin, Eroz, Givaldig, Egoin, but that only testifies on how much learning they had. So he published an essay at that time in the Anglo-Jewish newspapers to explain why Ben-Gurion is right. So he says, when a non-Jew comes to convert, what does he need Nila for? Everybody has to have Nila. A Jewish person has to have Nila also. And if a Jewish person doesn't do a bismillah, he's a goy. Of course he's Jewish. The Gemara says Yisrael, or was it Yisrael? He's not a goy. So if a non-Jew comes to convert, he just promises he wants to be a Jew. And then he has to be mal himself. So if he does not mal himself like to a goy, it doesn't make any sense. He's Jewish anyway. What does he need tefillah for in a mikveh? Of course he needs tefillah in a mikveh. The chachamim of a goy is there. That all the goyim are tomei like a zav. So of course he has to be tevil in a mikveh. Was it then? But this man said that everybody's tummy anyway, so what does anybody, no one's tevil in the mikveh. And what does he have to bring a korban for? Because a zav who becomes tahor has to bring a korban to pasuk in the chumash. But this man said that no korbanos and everybody was zav anyway, everybody's tummy anyway, so you, know, so you don't need. So the only thing that's ma'akeh is that he says he wants to be Jewish. So somebody, some balabas didn't realize who this professor Zeitman was. They thought that he'd understand that Indian, so they wrote a letter into this Anglo-Jewish newspaper. What do you mean? But a zav needs tefillah mayim chayim. A ger doesn't need tefillah manchai, and it's a different carbon. Not a zav doesn't. A ger doesn't mean the same carbon as a zav. And you can't, with the Rabbanah, you give a guy a din of a Zav and you take off the tumah. You don't have Karbanis with the Rabbanah. There's no such thing. It's the Chulam Bazara. You can't have a Karban Chayvim with the Rabbanah. So the good professor, all the Lashnavel, didn't understand anything. He didn't know what's a Mayim Chayim, what's a Mikveh, what's a Midirabbanah, Chulam Bazara, zero. So he wrote back a letter to the editor and he has it over the same thing. There's a Midirabbanah and it's a Karban of the same Chad Gad. He didn't understand the first thing about it. Yeah. That was Ben-Gurion. He was relying on Professor Zeitlin. Oh, my gosh. There's no such thing as a carbon that you believe to bring with the Rabbanan, Akata. He said, why not? If the Rabbanan declares that the guy is a Zav, he has to bring carbon. Sazav. Mishinit Masador, Marvin Mishinka. Purim Torah. Usually I'm Purim, I talk to say over things from professors. I the guys come from my home, I say over. He used to be a professor here, he passed away, who was a student, one of the many students of Professor Zeitlin. He used to say over in his courses in Bernard Revel, all year long he said Purim.
Yeah, Jews just be true. Jews just be the
author. He used to say all year long, and the students used to roll in the class, he used to laugh, Mamshu was so humorous, and the professor didn't understand what we were there. And then we once had Rabbi Kanetovsky Olam Hashom. Anybody know who he was? The Rebbe Nishibi, he died in the Mechadayam. A big talakot. So he didn't chat that this professor didn't know his head from his foot. So he was taking a graduate course in Bernard Revel. So he always got excited. He used to start the dings up with this professor. How can you say that? This is this and this is that. And the professor, like Zeitlin, the Rebbe, didn't understand anything from anything. So he would always tell Rabbi Kanetovsky, write a paper on it. At the end of the term, he was like, he was mechuyav to write 50 papers. I know, I'm kola tarakula to write a whole encyclopedia to explain everything from Aleph to Tov. Well, I remember one of the papers he had to write, one of Zeitlin's Purim Torahs was. That you only have, it's Adar. You only have Tumas Hayadayim. You only have Tumas Hayadayim in connection with Korbanos. So somebody here, I remember I was a wise guy. So when the professor was saying over, so I said, there's a Tosefta that says that the Saitaiva is Mutamis Hayadayim. So the professor asked, where's the Tosefta? It must be. No, he didn't ask me. No, that's it. He never used to ask where it is. He had a shas on the desk, and he'd always try to find it on his own. So when I said, there's a Tosefta that says, he figured he's going to fix my wagon, he's going to look it up in a Tosefta. So he had a Tosefta on it. He started looking at the Tosefta Yadayim. Where then would you look? So he starts looking, mishing, and couldn't find it. So he said, show me where's the Tosefta. I said, it's a Tosefta, mine's a shame. It belongs, there's a reason why it's a mine's a shame. So he looked, couldn't figure out, it's like a good kasha. So he said, so Taiva is also a carbon. Didn't understand. So Rabbi Kanetovsky couldn't take it. So he started to scream. So he said, what are you, crazy? So he said, write a paper. So from the 50 topics that he was supposed to write a paper on, he wrote a paper on that. So you had to write from the beginning. So he wrote, Rabbi Shalom created the world. He delivered the paper in class. So Rabbi Shalom created the world. And other Mauritians brought a korban. Then there was the Mabel and Noyach brought korbanos. Then Avraham Avinu brought korbanos. Then Yitzchak, then Yankis, then Moshe Rabbeinu. And then the Rebbeinu Shlom said, there's a din of Saitai. And he started quoting what. And after he delivered the whole paper, then the professor said, but it's still a korban. After going all the way back to Briyas, Shemayim Oret, it still didn't help. Still a korban. Anyway. This was a graduate course. This is the baby stuff. Graduate courses are more entertaining. This is a higher level of life. His field was the Talmudic period. That was his field. The professor in Jewish history, and his field was Talmudic period. Okay. So again, from the Gemara you see, the Halacha, you see that there are three types of tefillin and mikvah. Normally tefillin and mikvah is for the purpose of removing tumah v'taharah. Sometimes tefillin and mikvah is for the purpose of being mosif kasefes kedusha.
by a year, or by the Kohanim, every day, or by the Kiddush HaKohanim, or by Tfilas Kelim. And sometimes Tfilas Mikvah is just for the purpose of causing a heter, like you have here by Bel Keri, that would appear perhaps in the sugyas, the way we were learning yesterday. But Tfilas Bel Keri is not really for the purpose of removing, not necessarily for the purpose of removing too much Bel Keri, just a ma'aseh tefillah to be ma'aseh to him, to daven, and to be ma'aseh to him to learn. You have such a parallel on a level of the raisa. You have such a thing on a level of the raisa that the tefillah in the mikveh is not for the purpose of the service kedusha, nor for the purpose of tahara, but just for the purpose of serving as a ma'aseh. So that Rabbi Chana Rassman has in the Sefer on Yevamos, he says that many rishonim say clearly that a nidah is not that the tefillah in the mikveh removes the tumas on nidah, and the melech is no isur labailo. It's absolutely unrelated. The nidah is an avah tumah, she's asur labailo. And there is a possibility, a few rishonim hold, there is a possibility that the nidah should be tefillah in the mikveh and she'll be muteris labailo, even though she'll still be an avah tumah deraisa regarding tumah v'tav. I'll give you a few cases. Just from rishonim like that it's unrelated. It's a place in Bava Kama like that, daf yud aleph. Another Rishonim like that. See, you even see on a level of deraisa that there's a third category of tefillah in mikveh. Not so much for the purpose of removing the tumor, but rather for the purpose of serving as a matah. Mashal amad avadoyim, let's say I'll take a tray for salami and put it in a mikveh. See, if there were such a din, it wouldn't become tohor. A din, it would become ruta bachil, except the Torah never made such a din by salami. The Torah made such a din by women. If the woman is asur labailo, so sometimes she tefillah in the mikveh, you dip the salami in the mikveh.
Has mutter. Things are one is to establish kedusha, right?
First thing is tahara. Second thing is to establish kedusha.
And third thing is
the third thing is takanas balei keri and takanas ezra is to serve as a matir. And then it could be that that's the nida raisa of nida labaila. That's what Rabbi Chana Rassman has in his sefer on Yivam. Nida is tevel in the mikveh. But is Muteris Labaila is not because she's no longer Tamei, Samaria, she's no longer Asura Labaila. The Issa Labaila is absolutely unrelated to the Tumah v'Tahara. That's how
it is. Isn't that part of being a Matya?
Isn't that part of a Matya, right. That's a Tfilah that's a Matya on a level of Deraisa, not just the Takanas Balikari, not just Takanas Ezra. It's a Deraisa. The Chelkas Yoyev has a whole thing that he doesn't like that. He says that it's not true, it's not conceivable, there is no such thing, cannot be. And he claims that the Chelkas Yoyev. Who was he?
Aschidei
Sherev. He always has correspondence with the Avnei Nezer. Every five pages in the Avnei Nezer is a chili back and forth to the Chokos Yoy. They were contemporaries. They're both very, very sharp. Just a shayla, who was sharper? They're both very sharp. But the Avnei Nezer was more eisgehalten than the more mubusas and more mukubal than the Chokos Yoy. The Chokos Yoy probably was more sharp than the Avnei Nezer, but he wasn't as eisgehalten as that. And one of his tshuvas was also, this is a very not eisgehalten tshuva. He gets so, there's such blood that the imam doesn't get out. He talks about Esther. They also has a shtickel Torah. Whether there's a din, if the woman is a nidah, if Esther had to go to mikveh when she was living with Ahasuerus or not. Did she have gun? He says no. Wild din. The Isser Labaila, the Isser Tashman Shvei Nidah is because it's going to be Metami the boil. But if the boil is anachri anywhere, so it's not going to be in the time of the boil, so there's no issue of tashmish. Pilek loyim. It's all wrong. Then he quotes his own medrash. He says, Rabbi Yenison Ebishit says fakir. Rabbi Yenison Ebishit says fakir. In a sefer Yom Rashi, he says, it's only a drush sefer. Allah is like I said. The leader is living with a goy, doesn't violate the issur chorus. You only violate the aver of living with a goy, she doesn't violate the issur chorus of leader. The pashtun says that Rabbi Yenison Ebishit is right, even though he writes it in a drush sefer. The Pashtun says that the Rebbe Rabbi Yenison is right. But he disagreed. That's what the Chelkas Yoyev has, a whole sinner where he says that Nida Labaila is dependent on the tomb of the town.
So she would have
to wait for the Mishnah. Machlekes Rabbi Yenison, from the Chelkas Yoyev.
Yeah, that's what the Rebbe Rabbi Yenison. No, the Gemara says she used to go home to Kovelas, Nefeko Shalach, Nefeko Shalach HaShverish. She used to go to Mikvah before she went to her husband, Mordechai. Before she was in Shemesh, she's Mordechai Shemesh. So it looks like she was Kovelas before she was with HaShverish. That's what Rabbi Yonah's Inhibition says. She was table and she was miserable. We made Taras on the straw for her. Even though she was my fault. So it becomes Kaddish B'Kdushas Perah, B'Kdushas Gemura. When you have Menachos, when you have Yayin Benesach, when you have service for Mincha, so that's not sufficient. The Mishnah says, Menachos on Sochin is not enough if you make a Kiddush Peh. Kiddush Peh only gives it a Kdushas Damim Lamizbeh. When does it get the Kdushas Aguf Lamizbeh? When you put it in a Kli, it needs a Kiddush Kli. So you also the Kiddush
Aspeh,
Kiddush Kli, in addition to the Kiddush Aspeh, which only endows it with the Kiddush As Damim Lamizbeach, you can still be paid it. After I set aside a bottle of wine, I say, Hare Yain Zelenesa, but then as I can be paid it at Yain, I set aside the flour for Kodim Mincho, I can be paid it the flour. I can't be paid it at the Hema until we get some more. I'm not dishing oath for a carbon. I can't be part of the oath, even if it gets a moment. I have to put it in a kli shoris, then it should get a kiddush kli. Zemika kiddush kli.
You can't put it in anything. You have to put it in.
Take a bottle of canned wine, which is no good as mavush learning. I take a bottle of non mavush wine. I say, Hareze kaddish mekdushas misachet. So if it doesn't get it, Kedushas Aguf Lamizbech. If I pour it on the Mizbech, I won't be Yotze. If I pour it from the bottle, I have to put it into another container, which is a Kli Shares, and then it gets the Kedushas Aguf Lamizbech. And only from that time on, I can no longer be paid it. And from that time on, it's Roy Lahakhlo Lagabi Yamizbech, because when I only made the Kedushas Peh, you only had a Kedushas Damim Lamizbech. In order to get the full Kedushas Aguf Lamizbech, you have to have a Kiddush Kli. So something similar is found with respect to the whole Mishkan, with respect to the Klei HaMishkan, that it's not enough just to build the Mishkan and to make the Kelim and to say whoever is in charge, Moshe Rabbeinu and Bezalel and whoever went in charge are going to make a declaration of Kiddush Peh, we're hereby declaring that the Menorah is Kaddish. That's not enough for Kedushas Peh. It doesn't get a Kedushas Klishoris yet. You have to have a Mechanech. So what's the Mechanech? Mechanech is the thing that clinches the Kedusha. What's the Mechanech? The Kol HaKelim Shasa Moshe, Mishichas HaMekachos. He did Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishchem and Kan V'yelech Avodos HaMechan Chos. So which Avod is Mechanech? Which Avod is Mechanech the Shulchan? I make a Shulchan on Wednesday afternoon. Today's Thursday, I make a Shulchan on Thursday. Let's say we build the Beis HaMikdash today, they bomb the mosque, and we build the Beis HaMikdash 1, 2, 3, we make a Shulchan, and we're going to put the Lechem HaPonim on. So the Mishnah says you can't do that. That Shulchan is Mishkan Shulchan. That the only way you can be mechanech to shulchan is when you put on the lechem upon him on Shabbos. And when you make the menorah, let's say you make the menorah in the morning, and you want to be mechanech to the mechanech, so you can give the kedushas peh, hareza kodesh kedushas menorah, but it doesn't get a full kedushas klishoris until you do the chinuch. How do you do the chinuch of the menorah? That it should be really kosher to do avodah on it. So it says, ein mechanech nes hamenorah ela betomish ela v'neiros bein arbayin. And let's say, now it's ready after Chatzos. But they know it's us now, it's after Chatzos. So they're building this Mizbeach now, and they want to bring a carbon tummy. It's too late to bring a tummy Shal Shachar. You can't bring a tummy Shal Shachar in the afternoon. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a long essay on that. But there's a Psik Zutrisa that says you can bring a tummy Shal Shachar in the afternoon. And he says against the Bavli, it's against all the Mishnayis and against all the Makaris and more, that you can't. So he tries to resolve it somehow. It can't be resolved. You can't. The thing is that you can't against the Psik Zutrisa. So let's say they build a Mizbech this afternoon, they want to bring a Talmud Shul Bein Abayim. The Gemara says, nothing doing. They mechanchen, es ha-Mizbech, ha-Levet Talmud Shul Shachar.
Let's say we make a mizbah haktoris in the afternoon. See, also you bring toris machtsisa, you bring machtsisa babayg machtsisa bein abayim. So the more mishnah says also, a mechanchon is mizbah haktoris ela big toris shal shachar, not the toris shal bein abayim. So if they make the mizbah haktoris this afternoon, they cannot begin to bring the eager. Everybody's running. Everybody wants to. Rabbi Gorin is running. All the rabbis are running. Who's going to bring the kohen? A kohen. Rabbi Shapiro is a kohen, no? Rabban Shapiro. So he'll run. He wants to bring the Torah Ben Abayim. So we say, sorry, he can't bring the Torah Ben Abayim. You want Mechanech in his Be'ach here. You have to be Mechanech the Torah by Shachar. There's Mishnais and the Mishnah in my Sefer's Menachos. So perhaps that's the Pshat and the Psukim over here. The Psukim say in Truman Tetzaveh, you should make a Mizbeach and you should bring a Korban Tamid. What do you have to say? Bring a Korban Tamid. That's going to be written in Parshas. What we're going to do with the Beis HaMikdash is written later. It doesn't say all the Korbanos. So manishtana talmid, what does it have to write talmid for? Then it says you make a shulchan and you put the lechem aparim on it. You make a menorah and you light the neiros on it. What does it have to say what you do? The mitzvahs what you do are later. Here it just says v'yosel in mikdash v'shachan to yourself make me a mikdash. And a mikdash has to have clay, a mikdash has to have furniture. And these are the veila b'shadim and these are the kelim that you have to make. What does it have to say what you're going to do for? What are you going to do with it? So perhaps the answer is it has to say what you're going to do, because although b'shor, as a Hirashua, called Akeim Shasim Hashim Shechasim Kav Shasim, said the Kedusha was clinched with the Mishicha B'Shem and Amishcha. They didn't need the Chinuch of the Avodah, but Ledoros Mekam V'Yerach Ha'alonim that Avodah Mechan Chasim. So the Chumash writes that Ledoros, the Pasuk is writing that Ledoros, you're going to have to clinch the Kiddush, you're going to have to complete the Chinuch by doing the Hamachas HaMenorah Bein Ha'abayim, and by doing the Haktoros B'Shachar, and by doing the Hakrovas Tomen Shal Shachar on it. That's where you have to start off. Even though it's not Lishor, it wasn't Noig, but perhaps the Pasuk writes all of these in order to indicate what the din would be, Lidoros. The Birke Yosef, by the Chidon, Hilchos Pesach, is bothered with a strong kash. That in different generations, Rabbanim in different times were interested in establishing a Mizbeach on the Mokam HaMikdosh and bringing the Korban Pesach. On the assumption that Makrivan Achok Hishem Bayis, like the Rambam's opinion, the Kitchen Hashai to the Kitchen Hashai Love, and even though everybody's Tomei, that the Tumei is Mutab at Sibur. Since the Korban Pesach is accomplished as Manaka voice, he permitted to be Makrivan even though everybody is Tomei.
And why is that
Pesach? If the Rov HaTzibur is Tomei, you can bring Pesach with Tumei. If the Miot HaTzibur is Tomei, so the Miot HaNim Kala Pesach Shnai, it's Chumash, alright? That's a din of Chumash. Yeah, that's how the Mishnah is explained. If the Rov Tzibur is Tomei, Makriv Pesach Rishon Metumei. And if the Miut HaTzibur is Tomei, the Miut is Nitcha LePesach Shein. And if it's Machz HaMacht, there's also Gini Gmar. It's exactly Machz HaMacht, there's also Gini Gmar. So the Kedoyim in different generations were interested in bringing a Korban Pesach. So the Birkei Yosef quotes Akasha from others, how do they possibly bring a Korban Pesach? Well, you have to build a Mizbeach, so they build a Mizbeach. It has to be Merubah, so they make it Merubah. Fine, on the Mokam HaMizbeach where it was. But how are they going to be mechanech the mizbeach? The din is yeh mechanech on mizbeach, ever be talmid shel shachar. And many times they were never discussing bringing tmidim u'masafim, because for tmidim u'masafim you have to have machzah shekel. Machzah shekel you have to have perhaps guns clawing soil, that the rove of the Jewish population participated. Korban Pesach doesn't need any machzah shekel. This was part of the correspondence that Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer had with Rabbi Kivedir, Nechsam Seif and other contemporaries. Is it shy to bring other korbanos bizman hazeh other than Korban Pesach? Because you have to have Machzah Shekel. Maybe Machzah Shekel is only meaningful if at least you have the Rov HaTzibur participating, because the purpose of the Machzah Shekel is that it should be purchased, the Korban HaTzibur, the Tzvinim HaMisom should be purchased by the Klal Yisrael, everybody together. A Yochid cannot put up all the money to buy all the Korban HaTzibur. It has to be paid for by the Tzibur. But the Tzibur did money on Machzah Shekel. So if hardly anybody is going to participate in Machzah Shekel, maybe you can't do that. Maybe you can't bring Korban HaTzibur HaMisom. So the Birkei Yosef in Hilchos Pesach talks about this kasha. How could the Gedolim have had a havamina to bring a Korban Pesach bizman hazeh? How are they going to be mechanech the mizbeach? If they mechanech on some mizbeach, ela b'talmid shel shach. If they never brought a talmid shel shach, they just want to bring a Korban Pesach. You can't do that. Tzidishke mizbeach. And that's what they were talking about. Rabbi Yechiel Mipariz and after him. That's in every generation they were talking about that. How could they possibly do that? So he quotes Gedolim who suggest that maybe all those dinim are just lachatchil, it's not me'akeh b'riyeh. Maybe the whole chinuch ha'mizbeach is not me'akeh b'riyeh. Rosh Pshat is that it's wrong. The Mishnah says you have to do this and you have to do that. So it sounds like it's b'riyeh. It can't be mechanech in any fashion other than talmud shel shach. So So we thought perhaps one can give a different teretz, that what's the get of Hadin, that Ein Mechanchen of HaMizbeach Ela B'Talmud Shal Shachar, Ein Mechanchen Mizbeach HaKteres Ela B'Kteres Shal Shachar, Ein Mechanchen Samanur Ela B'Dis, and so on. What's the halacha here? You have to begin from the beginning. And the Talmud Shal Shachar is the beginning of the Seir Avodis Hayoyim. But HaRai, that is the din of Avodah HaShlem, Kol HaKabonis Kulam. All Kabonis have to be brought in between the Talmud Shal Shachar and the Talmud Shal Beir Abayim. You're not permitted to bring a Korban before the Talmud Shal Shachar. You're not permitted to bring any Kabonis after the Talmud Shal Beir Abayim. That's the Esei the HaShlem. The Gemara calls himself the Esei the HaShlem. It means Alei HaShlem, Kol HaKabonis Kulam. Except for Pesach. So maybe that's the word. If you want to be Mechanach in Mizbech any day of the year, of the 353 other days of the year, the 354 days of the Jewish calendar, give or take 30 others. So let's say roughly 354 days. So if you want to be Mechanach on the other 353 days of the year, then you have to start from the beginning. You have to start, kick off the Mizbeach from the beginning. You can't start the baseball game from the fifth inning. You have to start from the first inning. No? So you have to start from the Talmud Shal Shachar. You have to start from the beginning of the Seder HaHavodos. But the Korban Pesach, if you build a Mizbeach on Erev Pesach, you want to be Mechanachin on Erev Pesach, maybe then there's a different halacha, that Korban Pesach is brought to Dafke after the Talmud Shal Beinu Habayim. So that shows that it's a Seder Bifnei Atzmo. All the other Korbanos in the world, Chatos and Oil and Shlomim and Oshim and Menachos and everything under the sun, is brought sandwiched in between the Talmud Shal Shachar and Talmud Shal Beinu Habayim. So therefore, the Seder HaVeda begins with the Talmud Shal Shachar. So you have to begin, you have to do the Chinuch HaMizbeach, HaVeidos HaMechanchos, you have to start from the beginning of the Seder HaVeda, the beginning being the Talmud Shal Shachar. Hashem Ekenar Erev Pesach, Yef Tachatzois, you bring a Korban Pesach, that constitutes a Seder HaKrovus Korbanos Bifnei Atznoi, because it doesn't fit into any other pattern. You bring the Korbanos HaPesach B'Davki after the Talmud Shal Beinamai. So maybe that's the one exception to the rule, that you Mechanach, the Mizbeach, the Mizbeach HaOilon, Erev Pesach, Yef Tachatzois, with the Korban Pesach, because that's the beginning of the Seder HaVeda. It's its own Seder. It constitutes a Seder Bishnei Atzmai. Why should that be so? Why should Korban Pesach constitute a Seder Bishnei Atzmai? Why talk about the Torah say that you bring it after Talmud Shal Beinu Habayim? So maybe because they brought it in Mitzrayim. It's a gun in a different kind. They brought it at a time there was no Mizbeach. There was no Mizbeach in Mitzrayim. There was no Beis HaMikdash. So from the fact that the Korban Pesach existed at a time that there was no Mizbeach, there was no Beis HaMikdash, true, it was only Hagra Shor, but perhaps that serves as an indication that it's mamash seder bifnei atznoi. It's unrelated to all the other korbanos.
The Gemara says it's Erev Ubein HaRabayim, so that's when we told you Ubein HaRabayim.
Yeah.
I don't know, it sounds like it's part of the same frame. Well, because
that's Mitzvah Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. Right. It's not like I'm saying. It's not like I'm saying. Okay. You can think so stark that Birkei Yosef doesn't agree with me. Birkei Yosef doesn't say like that. Obviously, he holds like you. You have all of the Dolomer on your side. And again, Birkei Yosef quotes everybody who discussed it. Nobody said my ingenious idea. So okay, you say like that. You say you are in the majority. Yeah.
What's that? First of all, the time that Rambam was before that, Rambam is coming out and they bring what was equivalent to
plumbing. Yeah, but that wasn't a chayva. The Rebbe Shlomo was mechayiv to bring the first korban, like the korban Pesach, at a time that there was no mizbech and there was no Beis Hamikdash. There were no other korbanos bechayiv them. So maybe that's why the Gemara understands from that pasuk of Bein Arbayim that it's a separate state of HaKarbonis. It doesn't fit in with the rest of the state of HaKarbonis. Yeah, you're not yet to bring it in the morning. Right? You're not even yet to bring it after the Talmud Shal Shachar before Chatzos. Gemara says one time, you remember Sarah Hoser, you bring before Chatzos, you're yet to be the other. One time, Gemara has a machleik, this is rough, like if he holds like that. But we don't pass on that time anyway. You pass me that, it's not kosher to bring before Chatzos.
I think
very clear
that the Rambam
should
benefit from the morning.
When do you become a chuyuv to bring the front person? The Rambam should become a chuyuv in the morning, but you cannot be makrav the afternoon.
So you see the
chuyuv
is already in the morning.
Just that's no, he was discussing when you can be makrav. You cannot be makrav before the Talmud Shal Shachar, but you cannot be makrav even after the Talmud Shal Shachar in the morning. It's a different thing, because his man is only the afternoon.
And then we answer our question why Hebrew spoke on the Talmud instead of Davening as prior to that.
Perhaps that's why, to indicate that although the Shoah Mishichas and Mekad Shosam, but Ladoris is going to have to be a different Mekadish, a different Mechanic, namely the Talmud. Not Stamacha, Shlomim, Machatos, a Pesach, maybe a Pesach, yeah. Not Stam any Korban you want. Davke a Talmud, and Davke Shnaim Layayim, a lot Talmud, the one that comes in the morning. You have to be Mekadesh. The Tzukim in Shulmet Tzav are just telling you about the Binyan HaMikdor, Binyan HaMishkan, and the Asiyas HaKelim. But this is part of the Kiddush HaKelim. This is part of Asiyas HaKelim. To be Mekadesh them properly is to do the first Avodah with it. Avodah Mechad Chosim Ledoros. For sure not, but Ledoros. And maybe that's why the Pasuk mentions by the Shulchan, and by the Menorah, and by the Mizbeach. Maybe that's why it mentions Dafka the Avodah. And later the Avodahs are repeated to tell you that you have to bring the Korbanos, to tell you that the Mitzvah HaKrov is Korban. The Pasuk says over here regarding these Shalmei Miluim that the Kohanim brought, that Yochlo Osma Shakupa Bohem, that the Kohanim made it because they were the Bali HaKorb. It is a Machloikis Rashi in the Rambam, the Piskarov has Yochlo Osma Shakupa Bohem. The Kohanim, Moshe Rabbeinu eats the Chaz of the Shoik, Moshe HaYilamana. And the Bissar HaShlamim was eaten by the Aaron of Ono, because they were the Balei HaKorb. So there's a Machloikis Rashi in the Rambam, that the Piskarov has Arvi Chassan in the Sefer HaChumish, and in the Sefer on the Rambam, and other Rachmanim also have, there's a Machloikis Rashi in the Rambam, whether the Mitzvah Sachilas Kotchim only applies to Kotchi Kotchim, when the Kohanim eat it, or even applies to Kotchim Kalim. Rashi says this Pasuk, Yochlamos of Shekupapahem tells us that there's a Mitzvah Sachila on all Korbanim, Ben Kotchi Kotchim, Rezichri Kuna Ben Kotchim Kalim, Nechal Abaylam. And the Rambam writes Mefurish Natsu, on the Minyan HaMitzvahs, and the Al-Hazoke. He writes that that's a heter achilah. It's an iser loisolin. You're not allowed to leave it over there. It should become nifso belino. But there is no real mitzvah achilah by kotch mekalim. That's nechal abaylam. The mitzvah achilah is only by kotchi kotchim. That's nechal tzichri kun, and that's a mitzvah
achilah.
That's another problem. Were they kotchi kotchim or not? That's a problem. There are stiris in the Gemara. Achrayim on Zvachim point out stiris in the Gemara. Rashi says later that it was kotchim kalim. So the Gemara says that it's a shalmei tzibu. It should have been kotchi kotchim. It's a big problem. I don't know. The Rambam's opinion is, that's a double approach, but the Rambam's opinion is that it's only a mitzvah sachila on kotchi kotchim, which are nechal tizikri kuni in the azore. Kotchim kalam is nechal b'chol huir. The Gemara has a lashon, kohanim oichlam abaylam miskapim, that the achilas hakohanim is like a chelik of the avoida, just like the avoida must be done by azore, i.e. zikri kuni, so to achilas kotchi kotchim must be done in the azore by zikri kuni. Tesis and the Shidim and Kubetsis and Zvachim even have two opinions, whether they had to stand when they ate the kotchi kotchim. Because any shiva bazar alal malchib is David Bilvad. So what are they going to do? They're going to eat the karbonah standing. So one opinion of Taisus is yes. Mishlam Malach quotes it 2 days. One opinion of Taisus is yes. They're not malchib is David, so they have to stand when they eat the karbonah. I think Gemara says in Gittin that it's unhealthy to eat or to drink when you're standing. And even if you eat or drink when you're sitting down, you're not supposed to run away right away. You're supposed to sit and relax a little bit afterwards. So far, Tyson says, but over here in the Azari, you're not permitted to eat. You're not permitted to sit. Why do they eat it raw?
Sometimes they
have
a lot of
meat. So you boil it. So why should you eat it raw? Mitzvah Yom Kippur is on Shabbat, then you have a problem.
Right.
The korbanos that are brought on Yom Kippur, so on Yom Kippur you can't eat them. So you have to eat them on Mitzvah Yom Kippur. And then on Mitzvah Yom Kippur, if it's Shabbos, if Yom Kippur falls on a Friday, then you can't cook it. I'll be pashtun. But then the Mishnah says, the Bavli made it. The Bavli made it raw. But normally they always ate it cooked.
There's
a Miri. There's a Miriam Sob, and the Miri says that just like HaKrovas HaKarbonis is Deicha Shabbos, so the Tzliyas HaKarbonis for the purpose of Achivas HaKanim is also Deicha Shabbos. It's against that mission. Achreim, the Miri is against the mission. It says before that the Tzliyas HaKarbonis is not Deicha Shabbos. Miri says just like HaKrovas HaKarbonis is Deicha Shabbos, and Achivas HaKohanim is Kohanim Echim, the Bailam is Kaprim by Kotchi Kotchim, so it's like a Chelik of the Avoida. So Tzliyas HaKarbon, Tzliyas HaKarbonis for the purpose of Kohanim to eat is also Deicha Shabbos. It's against that mission in Yuma. That's the question. So the Miri over there says that other karbanos are there. Yeah, that's what he says. But he says a mission in Yuma. That's what Achrayim is. The Miri is against the mission. The Kli Chemda has a long arichas on the Achulich. The Kli Chemda has that the Miri is against the
mission.
The mission in Yuma is not talking about Korban Pesach. So once you say by other Korbanos, how can you distinguish between some yes and some? So Pashtus against the Miri. Nobody holds like that. So
that's what the Tesis and the Shita Mechuvetz is quoted by the Mishnah Melech, and the Rambam have two opinions, whether the Kohanim had to eat the Kachi Kachim and the Azara Dapke Ba'amida, because any Shita Ba'azara L'malchim Bezdeo Tovat, or no, since you have to eat the Korbanos, L'mashal L'bedurach Deach, Sham L'malchim Ba'ichal, and you have to eat it Tzli, the Chardol, you have to eat it in a fancy fashion. So included in the Halach of L'mashal L'bedurach is that they were required, B'davke, to eat it B'yeshiva. Whoever heard of a Malachim eating their delicious meal standing up? Of course they sit down and they eat it and they enjoy the meal. So the Kohanim were permitted to sit in order to eat the Karbanos and the Azara as a chelek of the din of L'mashal L'bedu. That's Tosfos has 2 days like that. If you lean is also, the Gemara says in Zohar, if you're do smich in the Azara, the Gemara has a whole sugya about it. It's also a violation. It's also perhaps a violation of the din of any yeshiva matter. There is in fact a Gemara in Yevamis, where the Gemara had, the Rashba and other Rishonim have two girsos in the Gemara, whether Achilas HaKohanim is Miyakev. Let's say you have a Korban Chatos. And Kohanim Achal Mabalim is Kam. Chatos V'Yoshim, the Kohanim is supposed to eat the Besar HaChatos and the Besar HaOshim in order that the Balim should get a Kafar. What happens if the Kohanim don't eat it? If it's Nitma or Ova, Nitma or Ova, so you get the Kafar. Even though nobody ate it, even though Kohanim didn't eat it. What if it's neither Nitma nor Rovat, and it's standing here in front of us, and the Kohanim just don't eat it? They leave the basar there, and they don't eat the carbon. So the Rashba has, we have the Girus in the Gemara, that it's not Miyakevus. Achilas HaKohanim is not Miyakevus. And the Rashba quotes the Girus is HaGoinim. And the Gemara, different Girus in the Gemara, that it is Miyakevus. And that's Tzarek, that's Tzarek, and the Gemara Yivam, and that's Tzarek. That it is Miyakevus. If it's Lefaneinu, if it's not Nitma, it's not Rovat, and the Kohanim HaMuchuy, they have a mitzvah to eat it, and they don't eat it. So the bottom of that yetz, they have to bring another chatas and another rasha. The pashat not yetz. The sugi of yesh kach lach bekum liyaseh.
Would be over
nosa. Yeah.
The Kohanim
would
be over nosa.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to bring another
kohanim. Yeah. If you hold like that, girsa. We have the girsa in the Gemara that the achidus of Kohanim is not miyakevus, and the girsa of Rashi is that it is miyakevus, because they take it literally. Kohanim ochem abaylam eskapim. Achidus of Kohanim kachi kachim. Is a chelik of the avoda. It's like zrikas adam on his beach. That's why it has to be zichrikune in ba'azore and one day in places dafke ba'amida. That's why the Rambam. That's where Rav Avraham says. That's where the Rambam sheet is that achilas kachim is only counted as a mitzvah. Ve'achlosim shukupavem is only in kachim kachim. Kachim kalim is a different din achilas. So it shouldn't become noisa. It's a heter achilas. It's a different din. It's not that ha'baylam oichlam ba'baylam iskaper. There's no din that the baylam bring kapara. Kohanim bring kapara by doing avodas. Achilas kachim is an avoda, but achilas abayim is dishkin avoda. Rashi himself is mechubik. Rashi says no, that this pasuk, "Achilas mashukupavem," and Tetzaveh is the source of the mitzvah. Achilas karbonos, both kachim kachim man and kachim kam. And the tzitz, the Gemara in the beginning of Sukkah has a machlekes hatanaim. How was it written? Kodesh Lashem. So the Chachamim say it was written Kodesh La, and then Yud Kevavki above that. And one time it disagrees and says, "What are you talking about? Ani ha'yisi b'raymi b'raisi." And it was written all in one line, Kodesh Lashem in one line. The Gemara Me'ila tells you the whole story. How did he get to go to Rome in order to see the tzitz? All I got it in Me'ila. Very fascinating. I tell it to my children all the time. How is Kodesh Lashem written on the tzitz? So one, the Chachamim says it's written Kodesh La, Lamed, and then Yud Kei Vavke on the line above it. Went like that. And the other time it says, what are you talking about? Ani ha'yisi b'raymi b'raysi asat tzitz. And it's written in one line. It says it's so that's right. Or he's right. And he says he's so. Or he's right. Yeah. So Tosfos there has a kasha on the Gemara. How could the Tana say the words? The Mishnah in the end of Sanhedrin has a dinner. Hagis Hashem b'raysi yoyso. Zayn l'chayel g'rel ma'bo. So he says, Kodesh la. The Chachamim say, Kodesh la b'shura achas. And then, Yud kei b'shura acheres. How are you allowed to say? The Gemara doesn't have kei. The Gemara has hey aleph. How can you say Yud and then Hey Aleph on the upper line? That's how you get Hashem Ba'asi Yisro.
He said Ba'ah.
Yeah, that's the Kasha. That's Taisis Kasha. So Taisis has 2 days. What is these? How you get Hashem Ba'asi Yisro? Could be. But the Gemara doesn't say that though. The Gemara says Yud and then it says Hey Aleph. So Tosfos says one answer, the Hagas Hashem Ba'as Yosef is only a violation when you pronounce the Yud Kei Vavke, but when you just say Yud, and then next thing you say Hey, that's the way we all say Kei and Kei. If you say Hey and Hey, then Tosfos says that's not the Yisr. Yisr only is if you pronounce the Shem. What we do is only Chumah B'Yalim. And then Tosfos says, no. Maybe Hagas Hashem Ba'as Yosef means to say Hey, Hey.
If you don't say KK, that's an Issa deraisa, and then the Chayyot Bob. But he didn't say Bob K. He only said Yud. The Gemara only says the Yud, and then it says Hey Aleph. Bishur Acher, so Taisa says, he only said the Shem Ko, that's not Yud K Bob K, that's not Disha. Okay, so Hashem Rosh Yosef is only Yud K Bob K. If a guy, when we want to say, what's the Shem Al Fashim, say Yud K Bob K. Why do we say K and K? Because we're going to say Hey instead of K, and Hey instead of the second K, we will be violating our Nivera. What's the Nivera? The Nivera is Hagis Hashem Rosh Yosef. So those are 2 days in Taisus where that's a Midas Chassidus or a Din. The one day in Taisus in Sukkah, the Ham and all of his, that it's a real Din. Aye, but the Gemara says, he was telling you what it looked like. So he says Yud, and then the next letter is Hey. So he says, but he never said Vav and the K. He just said the Yud and the K. So that's okay.
Maybe only
the Prince of that's what he says. He says Hashem's name. It's another test. I don't know, but Taisus doesn't say that. It could be a good answer. I don't know. Taisus has this discussion in other places also. They don't say that answer. We give these two sheets. That's why Taisus says, that's why the practice is to be Nizer, even on Yud K. Taisus says, and the meaning is to be Nizer, even on Yud K. Even on the holidays, Yud K is mutter to say Hey instead of K. They say the meaning of is to be Machma, even on Yud K. Well, I went to college. I have a modern orientation. I would assume that the guy who swore that he saw the tzitz in Ryan, I would assume that he knew more what he was talking about than the others who were just guessing. I would assume that we make it all in one line. I don't know. You have to ask the Rabbi Rosh, you know. The people in charge? I don't know. What is the guy? Look, what is the Rambam like? I heard the Rambam. The Rambam also went to college, you know. An MD. What is the Rambam like? I don't know. The Gemara has a problem in Gittin. The Gemara has a problem on the tzitz. How do they have Kodesh Vashem? Michtav Pituchei Chaisam. Michtav Pituchei Chaisam. So the Gemara says that the osios of Kodesh Vashem were bolek. They were sticking out. They weren't shakua. How can you make, if you have a piece of gold, how can you make the letters bolek? So you bang around it. You bang around it. So the Gemara says they have a problem of Chok Toichais. Chok Toichais is not called Ksivim, call it the Rukul. So the Gemara answers they banged on the other side. The Gemara says they banged on the
other
side. The Gemara understands the Tichu Chais to mean that it was Bolei. And the Gemara understood that they needed V'chasavta Olof. It says V'chasavta, no, it says Pitachta Olof. It doesn't say V'chasavta. Nichtav, Pitu Chichaisim. It says Nichtav. Doesn't say that. I think so. So the Gemara understands from the word Nichtav that you need a Maisik Siva. And Chok Toiches is not called Siva by a gift. The Gemara says, how is it good by the Tzitz? So the Gemara says, they banged on the other side, they banged it out. Doesn't say Nichtav. I don't know. So I don't know, how did Gemara have the assumption? I don't know, but that's what the Gemara says. That Chok Toiches would not have been kosher for the Tzitz. So the Gemara says they had a bang on the other side. And there's a famous case of Mishnah on the Rambam, but the case of Mishnah says, no, that they didn't. That they took a pen, and they wrote Kodesh Lashem. So they were yaitzid iksiva like that. And then they banged around. They made chok teichos on the oisiyas bolkas. They made a chok teichos. They just did iksiva on top. It's against the Gemara, though. Because the Gemara says that they banged on the back. That's a problem. What about tefillin? When you have the shin on the tefillin, how do you make a shin on the bottom? So the easy way is to push it in a form and to push in. Have a form and to tighten the form, tighten the screws. And to push in the leather so that the ice shin will be boiled. So that's the problem of Chok Toiches. It's probably impossible to squeeze it out on the other side. The bias is so narrow. How can you squeeze
it?
Oh, so that's the shaila. Is there a problem of Chok Toiches by the shin shot? That's a shaila. So some who are makbid, there's a machlokes in poskim. So some who are makbid, that there's a problem. So what they do is they have a tweezers. That's what they do. They have a tweezers and they pull out the ois shin and they make a very sloppy job, but at least it's a kosher ois shin, and then they use a form, a tfus, to be mashlim, to make it beautiful, to make it fancy. So they make that with the tfus. But the actual shin that should be a kosher ois, that they do with the tfus. That's what costs you an extra $100. When you buy the fancy tefillin, so they're going to tell you, has another hidur that they didn't do chok teichas on the shin. They made a chok teichas. What's the din in Hilchos Shabbos? If you do ksivai dechok teichas l'moshel, I have a piece of paper which is all ink, and then I start erasing part of the ink, and I make a whole letter. I write a few letters, I dechok teichas. But that be chayv or not. So the Ran has a machlokes with the Rashba in Masechah Shabbos, and it's a good question, but a chok teichas is chayv by Shabbos or not. The question of Shabbos is that you are chayv. It's a machlokes that he should be interpreting more on that. I mean, Nezah is a whole pilkul on that. Why does Amr Shalom hold the Chav Teichus is chayiv on Shabbos? Isn't it din and kol HaTorah Kula? The Chav Teichus is not called Ksiva. It's not called Ksiva by the Tzitz. It's not called Ksiva by the... It's not called Ksiva, not called Ksav. So how can it be chayiv on Shabbos? Amr Shalom is saying, no. Alechas machshev is as for Teichus. That's what Davni Nezah talks about. Usually we always quote the Pasuk, Alechas machshev is Lekuba. Here you have a few rare places where Rishonim quoted L'chumra. L'chumra is that Yechayim. L'chumra, right. But Korach HaKam Yorba, the Gemara says in Bava Kamer, that L'chumra is that Yechayim is used L'chumra, right. Rav Nezi quotes that and quotes a whole series of L'chumra.
So is that
only Yeah, it's generally assumed that the Yidin Radin Chok Tekus is good on the Shem. Because you don't really need a Maisik Siva.
How does L'chumra make it a Maisik Siva?
That's what the Avnei Nezer talks about. What's pshat in the Mishnah? Why should Lech Machshavos play a role? That's what he discussed. Anyway, I'll just close with one more. But the Choshen had the Ur V'Tumim inside. So the Gemara says that in Bayi Sheni there were five things missing. Among human, the first period. It says, Ve'eretz above Kovdo, Ze Pasuk Ve'chagai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Navi, build me a Beis HaMikdosh, Ve'eretz above, I desire this Ve'ekovdo, and I will be honored by a Bayi Sheni. So the Gemara comments, the word Ve'ekovdo is missing a hay at the end. You should have added Ve'ekovei, Ve'ekovei. But the Kri is Ve'ekovdo, and it's missing a hay. So how come the hay is missing? Oh, so the Gemara says, this is a remnant for the five things that were missing in Bayi Sheni. One of the five things that was missing was the Ur V'Tumim. So Rashi and Tosfos have a machlokes, and the Rambam and the Raivim repeat the same machlokes in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash. What do you mean the Ur V'Tumim is missing? The Kohen Gadol has to wear Shemayim Gadim. If he doesn't have the Choshen on, so he's a Mechus of the Gadim. So if he doesn't have the Ur V'Tumim, the Choshen is Nishkan Choshen, so what good is it? So Rashi and Tosfos have a machlokes, and the Rambam and Raivim have a machlokes. What's the pshat? So one interpretation is, he had the Ur V'Tumim as the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei was inserted, it just didn't function. It didn't work. It didn't do the nest of lighting up the letters. But it had to be inserted, otherwise there would be mechusa b'gadim, the whole beged would be blown. And the other Rishonim say, no. The etzem beged of the choshen is a kosher beged without the Ur V'Tumim, without the Shem Hashem, Shem HaMeforash written in the inside. The Shem Hashem is only if you want the osius to light up on the choshen on the outside. So by Shem it didn't light up, so you didn't need the Shem Hashem in the inside. And the beged was a beged b'shem musa without that. Achlek is Rashi and Tosfos, and Achlek is the Ramah. Okay, this Shabbos is SOY Shabbos. Everybody's invited to the yeshiva. I think I'm speaking.